Good morning. I call this meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugenhoffert and Commissioner Jill Kringstad. So we have a quorum. And I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugenhoffert, do you? Yeah, after our opening comments, okay. No.
Okay.
Good catch.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. I do have some opening comments regarding it is April 1st. And no, I'm not going to do an April Fool's joke. I'm really serious about this. The governor has proclaimed April as Safe Digging Month. And with spring here, well, maybe after this weekend, people will be out in their yards farming. Companies will be out doing construction. And I cannot stress enough the importance of call before you dig. Because if you don't know what's underneath there and you strike something, it could be very costly, but more importantly, harmful to you and others that are around. It doesn't take a lot of effort. Just call one call, 811, at least 2 business days before you're going to dig. And it's a free service to homeowners and farmers working on their own property. The markings are valid for 21 days. So I'm just going to challenge everyone, if you don't know what's underneath that spade or that hoe that you are using, please call before you dig. Thank you.
Commissioner Kringstad.
I don't have anything to add. I just want to give a special shout out to my dad today because it's his birthday. And that's not an April Fool's Day joke either, but it is his birthday. So happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Todd. Now, before we start our business, would you join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we only have one item on the consent calendar. I move approval of that and the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, and it looks like it's mine reclamation day here, kind of. So my first motion, having received the approval of the Attorney General and the Federal Office of Surface Mining, I move the Commission adopt proposed amendments to Article 69-05.2 of the North Dakota Administrative Code and forward them on to the Legislative Council for publication and Public Service Commission Surface Coal Mining Reclamation Operations Rulemaking Case Number RC-21-329.
Second.
So the purpose of this rule change is to allow collateral bonds and as financial assurance for mine reclamation. Under the proposed rule, the bond must consist of a first lien security interest in real property in favor of the commission. And there are some key requirements, and they include the applicant must grant the commission a first mortgage, first deed of trust, or perfected first lien security interest in the real property with the right to sell or dispose of the property in event of forfeiture under 69-05.2-12-16. Another requirement is the applicant must provide proof of possession and title to the real property. And the last requirement that I want to highlight is the real property pledged as collateral. It may include land that's part of a permit area. However, the land pledged as collateral for a bond under this section may not be disturbed under any permit while the land is serving as security under this section. If we allowed the disturbed land, the cost of making it valuable again would be more than it's worth, and it would be meaningless collateral. So that's the proposal, and I guess I already did move approval.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move the commission conditionally approve revision 39 to surface coal mining permit NAFK-9503 held by the Falkirk Mining Company to identify the next five-year coal removal areas and update mining and reclamation plans and other sections of the permit for the next permit term in Falkirk Mining Company revision 39 permit NAFK-9503 application case number RC-25-254.
Second.
So this is one of those, and I always like to point out at the beginning, these permits are for 5 years and have to be renewed then. And in between, sometimes there are revisions. Mm-hmm. But we always do a revision along with the renewal. So in this case, we're doing a revision, and the next motion will be for a renewal. I don't intend to go through all the details twice. So if you have questions about the renewal, listen now, because I'm going to go through it on the revision. So on September 18th of last year, Falkirk filed the application for this revision, which identifies the next five-year coal removal areas and addresses items that were identified as needing updating or modification by the Reclamation Division during a pre-renewal review of the permit. The revision also updates a whole bunch of things, and I'm going to put them on the record here. It updates their introductory, their legal, their compliance, their surface and coal interest and ownership, their groundwater hydrology, their fish and wildlife resources, the surface water information and monitoring plan, the operations plans, the blasting plans, extended mining plans, transportation facilities, and surface water management information for the next permit term. Falkirk applied for this revision and the corresponding renewal, since mining and reclamation operations will continue in this existing permit area for many years. The surface and coal ownership information for the permit and adjacent area and the related lease information was updated as is required. The pit layout and facilities map was revised to show coal removal sub-areas through the next permit term. The coal production schedule was updated accordingly. And revision 39 here was deemed a significant revision application, which made it subject to the public notice requirements. Falkirk submitted the affidavits of publication of the required newspaper notices that were published for 4 consecutive weeks as required in the McLean County Independent and the Bismarck Tribune. We notified the appropriate agencies, affected landowners, and the advisory committee members. No technical deficiency comments from advisory committees were received, but we did have 2 written objections that we received regarding renewal and or revision applications. On December 15th, an anonymous complaint was received alleging regulatory violations and environmental deficiencies. However, an informal conference was not scheduled due to the lack of the required identifying information. No one came forward. And there was also no evidence brought forward of noncompliance. A second objection was filed by a landowner on January 15th, but he withdrew the objection on January 31st after reaching an agreement with Falkirk. And beyond those, no other objections or comments on this application were received. We are attaching a special condition, and that is being added and states that Falkirk will have the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, a permitted surveyor by them, evaluate some specific native grasslands to determine if suitable Dakota skipper habitat is present and if occupancy surveys are warranted prior to surface disturbance. So condition number 1, we felt, is warranted based on comments received from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service back in November. There's no monetary bond adjustment necessary due to this revision. However, I will say the consolidated worst-case reclamation bond for Falkirk is currently under review, but that'll be addressed as we go here. The total amount of existing bonds, which is just shy of $115 million, covers the consolidated bond area. The Reclamation Division has completed its review of this revision application and recommends that it be approved, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
I move the Commission approve renewal 6 to surface coal mining permit number NAFK-9503 held by the Falkirk Mining Company for the Falkirk Mine to extend the permit term on the existing permit area for another 5 years until April 17th, 2031 in Falkirk Mining Company Renewal 6 permit NAFK-9503 application case number RC-25-255.
Second.
So this is the same permit area. This is the renewal of the permit area that we just revised. Same date, September 18th, Falkirk filed the application for this. This is renewal number 6 to this permit area to continue operating until April 17th of 2031. Permit 9503 covers all or portions of 55 sections in McLean County, totaling 28,432 acres. Hmm. For those of you who are familiar with townships, that I don't mean the organizations, but the 6 mile by 6 mile square, this is, if everything were in whole blocks, this would be more than a township and a half. And for perspective, while this is almost 28,500 acres, the entire city of Bismarck is 23,000 acres. So this is an enormous permit area. Falkirk has submitted the affidavits of publication for the newspaper notice. We notified the appropriate agencies, affected landowners, and advisory committee members of the application. No technical deficiency comments from advisory committee members were received. However, recommendations from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service were incorporated into the permit during the revision process that we just talked about. The two written objections I mentioned earlier were received and taken care of. Evidence of adequate performance bond and liability insurance are on file. The amount of the bond, as I mentioned earlier, $114,823,633. The Reclamation Division has completed its review of this 5-year permit renewal and recommends that it be approved, as do I.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
I just want to say, based on these two, the amount of detail and work that goes into it is just outstanding. So, Jonathan, to you and your staff, great job. It's really well laid out. Your memos are very concise and informative. So thank you for a job well done.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
I move the Commission approve collateral bond. This is a long number. Number CB-LC-GRGR-0501-07 in the amount of $221,410.16, covering surface coal mining permit number GRGR-0501 held by Leonardite Products LLC for the Stony Creek Mine and Leonardite Products LLC collateral bond permit GRGR-0501 approval case number RC-26-85.
Second. Only if you repeat the collateral bond number again. Sorry.
That's I object.
Point of order.
On October 23rd of last year, we conditionally approved revision 12 to the permit for Leonardite Products, Stony Creek Mine. By the way, the Stony Creek Mine is just on the east side of Williston, on the other side of the Little Muddy River there. Revision 12 included changes to the worst-case reclamation cost estimate, and these changes resulted in an increase in the required bond amount from just over $427,000 to $648,439.16. This permit is currently covered by a $427,000 collateral bond that is supported by an irrevocable letter of credit issued by BNC National Bank here in Bismarck. Leonardite Products has submitted another separate collateral bond in the amount of $221,410.16 that is also supported by BNC, and combined they total the $648,000 that I mentioned is required. The required financial statement was provided for BNC Corp. Incorporated, and that is the parent company of BNC National Bank, and they are well qualified. The bond documents were reviewed by staff and have been properly executed. There was a bond release a couple years ago. I believe the acreage that is currently in the bond area is 67.1 acres. I just had to point that out because a lot of us don't get up past the Stony Creek Mine real often.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
So I will, outside of the motion and the point, I will highlight that the mining president or owner, or I don't know exactly what title you prefer, but Sherry Harms is here in the room, and appreciate all the work that goes in up there, the jobs that are created, and the product, the Leonardite product that you developed there, and the reclamation work that you've done, and your cooperation and providing us with the financial assurances that the law requires us to maintain to make sure that it will be done in decades or centuries from now, that the land will be productive again. So thank you for your work, Sherry.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
And last for me, I move the Commission adopt the order on eligible telecommunications carrier designation and LTE Wireless Incorporated designated eligible carrier application case number PU-25-281.
Second.
On October 31st of last year, LTE Wireless, a South Dakota corporation with its principal offices located in New York, filed an application for designation as an eligible telecommunications carrier that from here on I will refer to as ETC, for the purpose of receiving federal universal service support for low-income consumers. This designation is also known as Lifeline-only ETC designation. LTE proposes to provide Lifeline universal services to eligible low-income customers throughout every telephone exchange in North Dakota. On November 19th, the Commission issued a notice of opportunity for hearing. The notice identified the issues to be considered, and those included whether or not the applicant is qualified, whether, if approved, what ETC universal support area should be designated, and is the designation of this applicant as an ETC in the public interest. Our notice stated that the Commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing. Our process, which included an informal hearing, shows that LTE is a common carrier and reseller of commercial mobile radio service, and they propose to provide these services to customers by using a combination of their own facilities and the underlying network of T-Mobile. LTE is currently authorized as a wireless ETC in the states of Minnesota and Missouri. So LTE will offer telecom services primarily to eligible low-income subscribers. LTE seeks only lifeline support from the low-income mechanism of the Federal Universal Service Fund. They are not seeking support from the high-cost support mechanism. And because it does not seek support from that high-cost support mechanism, designation will not contribute to an erosion of that funding from our rural and non-rural telephone companies. In this proceeding, LTE is requesting ETC designation in all North Dakota telephone exchanges, including the tribal areas. And based on the evidence in the proceeding that we've received, LTE is financially and technically qualified under federal law for designation as an ETC. With this order, if we approve it, the commission orders that LTE Wireless is designated as an ETC for the purpose of receiving federal universal service support, and the designated service area consists of all study areas in North Dakota, inclusive of tribal areas.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
That concludes my portfolio. I didn't see anything on yours, Commissioner Haugenhofer. Did you have anything to add?
Nope.
And same for you, Commissioner Kringstad. Anything new? Okay, with that, we will take a recess and some questions from the press. But first, I want to highlight a couple of announcements. And not many of those either. Tomorrow, we have a formal hearing that starts at 9:30 a.m. For Minco to Power Cooperative's Agassiz Transmission Line and Substation. It's a siting application. This is a less than 2 mile transmission line that goes to that area south of Harwood where a data center is being developed. Our hearing will be at the Holiday Inn in Fargo on 13th Avenue South. Again, that's 9:30 tomorrow morning. And our next regular meeting is Wednesday, April 15th at 10 o'clock, right here in the hearing room. So that concludes my announcements. And with that, we will stand in recess for questions from the press.